Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Let's prepare ourselves for our conversation with our guest. Brenda Lee Paul joins us on the line to give us some perspective. Brenda, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon and thank you for inviting me.
Am I correct to say that today we are dealing with stress, the silent saboteur of wellness? Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. We have got so many people in the mental hospitals, they're overflowing, and just about every doctor prescribes antidepressants. But the actual cause is not being addressed.
What are the physical and emotional symptoms of chronic stress?
Well, the first thing is people don't even like to get out of bed in the mornings. You know, they feel as if the whole world is tying them down.
Right, right.
They feel as if they're not coping, and a lot of people want to end their lives. You know, they think of suicide, some people, because of the trauma of their past,
right,
and that unforgiveness has caused, you know, they hold on to all these traumatic events of their past and not let it go and not forgive and let go.
And how can faith-based practices like prayer, like Sabbath rest, how can all those reduce stress?
Oh yes, so we are scientifically proven. We are shown that if we have one day of rest a week, especially the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, that we actually are able to cope better in life. We are able to handle things better.
Okay.
And then when you have a savior, a personal savior, that's able to, you can offload your burdens onto him, because he says that my burden is light.
Right.
And he tells us to come unto me with all your burdens and he will give us rest. So where do we get the rest from our burdens
Right.
At the Savior's feet. Yes.
So I'm noticing that you're mentioning the issues of trauma, unhealed trauma. Perhaps we should move into that direction. What's the link between unhealed trauma and our daily anxieties?
Yes, because a lot of the trauma, people just cannot shake it. So they will be thinking of it daily. It will come up in little things and little events because they have not let go. And this will affect their relationships, their relationship with God, their relationship with their spouse, with other people, because of the fact that they haven't let go. So when we have incorporate the power of forgiveness, we are able to let go. So trauma from the past, unresolved trauma, is very, very important to resolve it. And how do you do that? Very simple. You visit that past. You have to open up those wounds again with God's guidance. Write a letter to the person, the perpetrator or perpetrators, and explain to them exactly how they made you feel, how their deed has affected your life. And then say, but I have given this over to God. I have chosen to forgive you and to let go. Because if we are holding on to the past trauma, who has the power there? Who is in control? It's that deed. It's that effect, isn't it? Whereas we don't want that to control our lives and our every being. We want to be the best that we can be for today forwards. And you can be. Just write that letter. Tell them that you forgive them about that exact trauma. You can even write it out in detail. And there's something about putting your thoughts to pen and paper. It helps you to flow those feelings and stuff, pent up anger, resentment, hatred, out onto that paper. And then send it to them it to them and just say, I choose to forgive you. I choose to let this go. It's not going to consume my every life,
right,
every day.
Right, right. I think it's easier said than done. How can we create better boundaries, though? I've heard a lot of people who feel their peace is under attack, it's under siege, and they feel the need to protect their peace. You hear a lot of people, particularly people in social on social media, you hear this is a buzzword. They need to create boundaries and they need to protect their peace. To which I have my own questions, but for today, just let's help those people. How can we create better boundaries to protect our peace?
Yes, learn to say no. It is okay to say no. Don't be a people pleaser because often our trauma from the past makes us into this people pleaser thing because that's what we've done all our lives, our controlling parents or some incidences that will cause you to be a people's pleaser, especially childhood molestation and abuse. So you are allowed to say no. And guess what? When you start saying no, all the power to you because you actually are taking control of your life and you are able to say, no, thank you, no. And you can actually look in front of the mirror and just practice saying no. You can always do, say something like, for example, if you don't want to discourage them or make somebody feel unhappy, because your core is to make everybody happy around you. Then you can say something like, I do apologize, I am not able to do that for you right now, but why don't you ask this or this person? Or how about doing it this or this way? So you can always, put it across nicely, but do learn how to set boundaries because when your boundaries are overstepped, you will feel uncomfortable. You'll feel like you're gritting your teeth and you're like, I really don't want to do this. And I'm working until 5, 8 o'clock or whatever at night for my boss or whatever, and he's not appreciating. You set your boundaries. You need to set your boundaries. You need to say, but this is my family time. I want a life
Absolutely.
family balance. So you can set your boundaries in all ways. You can set your boundaries in the workplace, in the family place, in every situation, friends, etc.
And what are healthy, non-destructive ways to cope with high stress environment?
Well, exercise is number one because exercise has proven to give you the good endorphins and dopamine, norepinephrine, and all those good hormones in your brain. So exercise, the first thing in the morning, get out. Make a decision that you are going to have the best day today. Make a decision to take control of your body, of yourself. And you can even fight with yourself when yourself wants to say, no, it's too cold, I'm not going to get up. Then you say, no, come, get up, you're getting up. So you can even have this dialogue with yourself, which I like to do with myself because I seem to, the wiser one seems to win a lot of the times. So get out of bed, go and exercise, make up your bed, go and exercise. Yes. So dedicate first your day to God. I like to do it when I'm exercising out, running or walking, because that's the time that I've got peace and there's nobody bothering me and I'm out in the silence of the morning doing exercise and dedicating my day and life to God. Yes.
That was supposed to be our last question, but now with what you're saying, if you don't mind, just clarify it a bit because I've gone through a stage in my personal life where while I know I need to get out of bed and walk or run or whatever, but I choose walking, it's just difficult. I don't feel like it sometimes, up until I had to deliberately force myself. Now it comes natural, it's second nature to other people who they find it difficult to do these things you're suggesting. How do we do it? How do we get out of that rut?
Yes, so it takes 7 days. If you do it for 7 days continually, you're going to start getting into what we call a runner's high. So your endorphins, you actually get addicted to this awesome, good feeling. You're full of energy during the day and you get into that because I'm sure you also discovered in the beginning that you couldn't get out of bed, but the more you did it, the easier it became. So the more you exercise, the more energy you have.
Yeah.
So if you need to set up a schedule. Scheduling is very good. Have a specific time for your devotion time, for your exercise, for your breakfast, for your family time, for your prayer time. So I have, for example, on my cell phone alarms. So the alarm will wake up and say worship. The next one will say exercise. The next one will say, you know, I have during the
drink
Daniel
water.
3 prayer. Yes. And the water drinking and that, like we discussed yesterday.
Yes.
Very important.
Right. Okay.
So you set your schedule and then get an accountability partner. So
yeah,
very nice
yeah.
to have an accountability partner. Have somebody go walk with you.
Right.
And then when you're not feeling like it, you have to get up because the accountability partner is egging you on
yeah,
and vice
yeah.
versa.
Right, right.
So get an accountability partner. It's very, very good.
Lovely.
Very handy.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, Brenda Lee. Really appreciate your insights. We're going to do this again tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, have a wonderful day, okay?
Certainly.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.